He's risen. Happy Easter morning to you. This is Pastor Bill bringing you an article from The Telegraph. China on course to become the world's most Christian nation within 15 years. The number of Christians in communist China is growing so steadily that by 2030 it could have more churchgoers than America. It is said that China's biggest church, and on Easter Sunday, thousands of worshipers will flock to this Asian mega temple to pledge their allegiance not to the Communist Party, but to the cross. 5,000 capacity Liuxi Church, which boasts more than twice as many seats as Westminster Abbey and a 206-foot crucifix that can be seen for miles around, opened last year, with one theologian declaring it is a miracle that such a small town was able to build such a grand church. It is also one of the most visible symbols of communist China's breakneck conversion as it evolves into one of the largest Christian congregations on earth. It is a wonderful thing to be a follower of Jesus Christ. It gives us great confidence, beamed Jim Hongxin, a 40-year-old visitor who was admiring the golden cross above Liuxi's altar in the lead-up to Holy Week. If everyone in China believed in Jesus, then we would have no more need for police stations, and there would be no more bad people, and therefore no more crime. And you know what? He's doggone right. When it comes to the gospel, he is absolutely, positively right on the money. Right on it. So we say amen to that. You know, being a Christian will change a culture. You can have all that you want, but ultimately the gospel is what changes things. It's what changes things. The People's Republic of China is an atheist country officially, but that is changing fast as many of its 1.3 billion citizens seek meaning and spiritual comfort that neither communism or capitalism seem to have supplied. Christian congregations in particular skyrocketed since churches began reopening when Chairman Mao's death in 76 signaled the end of the Cultural Revolution. Less than 40 years later, some believe China is now poised to become not just the world's number one economy, but its most numerous Christian nation. By my calculations, China is destined to become the largest Christian country in the world very soon, said Fengyang Qiang, a professor of sociology at Purdue University and author of Religion in China, Survival and Revival Under the Communist Rule. It's going to be less than a generation. Not many people are prepared for this dramatic change. And there's more to be said, more to be said. I was there in 2011. And I was teaching in the Anhui province, and I can tell you that there was an energy there. The people were the people that I was able to teach the Bible to for going on 6 days. It was just a high energy event. What do we say about this? What do we say about this? Well, we're told in Matthew 24 that the gospel of the kingdom must be preached among all nations before the end comes. And you can see from Acts 16, there's a westward move of the gospel from Jerusalem through Europe. That's not to say that there wasn't some good works done by Thomas in India and others gone eastward. Certainly books like Fox's Book of Martyrs and The Martyr's Mirror tell that story. But there's clearly an emphasis in the westward move of the gospel, and it is still moving westward. America had its days of revival, and maybe there's some times for some gleanings there, but two great awakenings and opportunities for cultural revolution because of the gospel. It is time, and so we're seeing it move westward. It won't be long we'll be seeing the gospel triumph in the stands. Oh, my goodness, can you see it? No, don't try to label me or put me in a camp. I'm just trying to get you to see that Jesus said the gospel of the kingdom must be preached among all nations before the end comes. And we're seeing it happen not just in the Roman Empire, we're seeing it happen in the inhabitable world now. The habitable world even now. Think about that. So you pray for Western China specifically. I have a contact there that says that there are four cities of 1 million people in which there are no known Christian groups. None. No known cell groups, house groups. Meanwhile, Muslims are moving in from the West. Remember, the communism didn't show much on the way of answers, and so it made room for religion. Now, of course, you know, Buddhism is alive and well in China, but now Islam is coming in from the stands and moving eastward into China. We need to make sure that we run through the open doors. God grant us vision for China. Save America first. Oh, yes, dear God, show yourself mighty and redeem for yourself a powerful remnant in America. Yes, yes, Lord, not just churchgoers, but powerful, powerful witnesses for your grace. that would count it all loss for the excellency of Jesus and stomp out wickedness in America. But, oh God, keep moving west. We look forward to the dawning of your kingdom. We look forward to the consummation of this age. And we look forward to Christ being all in all and giving all things to the Father. In the end of time, God the Father might be all in all. We are looking forward to that, what physicists call the final singularity, when all is wrapped up in the glory of God. Won't it be grand? And the devil is still a liar. Thank you for listening.